I'll take your word for it.
That seems logical.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
Who wants to recap what happened in the Team Origin?
I lost my damn bed.
That you did. But it saved Steve's life.
This is quite true.
True.
We seriously needed to find a third use for that bed during that Origin to really cement its place in history. It's unfortunate, really.
My freaking $2,000 goose down bed.
Your bed can't be that big. It's in a dorm.
I didn't say it was that big. I just said it's $2,000.
Right. Each and every single feather was plucked from an individual goose and independently checked for quality control before being put together into this bed.
So Dave was telling me, I was telling him that I was having a hard time picturing how big this campus was, and like the hardest time that I had picturing it was the fact that Ariana was dragging her bed like to her dorm, but
she wasn't dragging her bed.
Okay, well she was carrying it. I'm sorry.
Over her shoulder.
Yeah, well, like she was carrying it over to her dorm, but all that stuff happened in the boys' dorm, and the girls' dorm is like across campus. So he had come to the conclusion that apparently the bed had been delivered to the wrong dorm, and she'd have to go there and like pick it up and deliver it herself to her own dorm. Am I saying this wrong?
No, that's right. No? Because we established that the campus is like the plateau is like 600 acres.
How many football fields did you say? Because you know, American.
Right. So the campus is about 3 football fields in any one direction. The other thing to clarify about the bed being delivered is that's actually probably where Ariana had to park, because the school is kind of a secret. So that's probably where Ariana had to park.
Now, she's just disappointed that she can't drive in the United States, because she could drive anywhere she wanted on her father's estate, because she never had to drive off of it. And now I have to get a license?
Yes, you have to get a license.
How pedestrian. But it...
So, other than Ariana's bed being used to save Steve from an impending Jeep collision.
But yeah, if you want like a summary of all the shit that happened, basically, kid loses control powers due to creepy call. Soren gets thrown off of a roof because of it. Ariana catches him, then turns around and throws him at a car. He uses his sword to cut the roof of the car off to save the driver. Steve uses the roof as a boogie board to try and help Ariana stop the car from smashing into a van of kids. Mina was trying to also stop the car. What was Mina doing? Mina was slowing the car down to make it easier for Ariana to stop the car, right?
Yeah.
All right. And Steve boogie boarded over to Ariana to copy her powers to then go and save the van so it didn't get washed back down the road. After all of them were out of trouble, we then grouped up, went to the boys' dorm. I cut an opening in while Mina and Ariana blocked debris from the now rather massive hurricane that was occurring. Steve copied the powers of the guy who was losing control to try and calm the storm. Mina followed us in, calmed the guy down. Steve began to be controlled by whatever was on the phone that was controlling the kid. I cut the line.
Literally.
We met the phys ed teacher / gardener, whose name I can't remember at the moment.
Sorry.
Mr. MacArthur.
Yes.
And it's not that he's the school gardener, he teaches gardening.
That's what I meant, not that he was the gardener.
Well, it's like the PE teacher, and he also has to go trim the hedges.
It's good exercise.
That's what he would tell you.
And we pretty much stopped there.
Well, let me just add in a couple of details. He asked you to check the dorm rooms to make sure everyone was okay, and he rushed to check on the children in the van.
As well as the woman who had been pulled out of the car.
Actually, he left her there because there were children in current danger. So you'll need to check on that woman also. You guys are out of danger for the moment, but Soren, you have a need dwelling inside you.
I am aware. So how perceptive is everybody around me?
Well, you guys are all kind of standing in the lobby of the boys' dorm.
Well, if your character wants to, you might notice that the sword Soren is holding in his hand, the tip of it keeps twitching in between the people standing around him to point at them, but he's not actually lifting the sword at the moment.
Okay.
I don't know if this bothers you or not.
I touch people and transform into them. Do you think a walking sword is going to bother him?
Well, it's not walking. He's holding onto it, but the tip of the sword keeps aiming at each of you in turn while he's trying to hold it down by his side.
Okay.
So who are you going to stab, Soren? Someone has to die now.
I'm currently trying to ignore it.
Spend the willpower. You can't sheathe the sword yet, but you can ignore the desire. Who is carrying Thomas? As a reminder, Thomas is the child who got the phone call and lost control of his powers.
Well, question. In his form, I should be strong to carry him.
Yeah, he's as strong as the average person.
Okay, no problem.
I'll ask Mina or Ariana if one of them could go out and get the lady we saved from the car. Bring her inside and see if she needs any medical attention.
I'll go get her.
So you go outside, and she's probably like 15 or 20 feet away from the hole that's been cut into the side of the boys' dorm. And she is a woman in her mid-20s who is very thin, and she looks rather bruised up from the car swinging her around. And she looks up at you and then kind of just...
come with me if you want to live.
Shakes her head back and forth and kind of hits the ground.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Like, she was laying down before. Like, she tries to lift her head to see you better, and then...
He's like, oh, goody. A woman with a head full of snakes. And time to pass out.
I wear my hoodie. I wear my hood up on my hoodie a lot. Like, unless it calls for otherwise, I wear it up.
Yes, but did you say you were putting your hoodie up after the whole crisis situation in which you were just using your snakes?
Actually, I pulled my hood up when I approached that young boy. What was his name?
Thomas.
Yeah, I pulled my hood up when I approached Thomas because I didn't want to scare him. So, suck it.
Damn.
Well, I have a very little medical... can I help her?
Sure. Why don't you give me a medical roll? So that is just going to be your intelligence plus your medical and 3 dice.
I guess it's a good thing that the person with medical skills actually went out to check on the injured person.
So your intelligence and medical role?
Yeah, it's 15. 22. I kill her.
No, she doesn't have any spinal cord injuries. I'll just pick her up and carry her in.
You rolled a 22. You know that she's just really bruised. She may have a concussion.
Apparently done on this mattress.
You pull her over to the mattress that's right by there.
I actually moved her.
Didn't you just say that?
I was just... I'm sorry, that was out of character. Well, this is too late now.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Speak softly for the DM listen.
As Mike has learned.
Yes, I have.
Yes, she may be concussed. It looks like she's got some severe bruising on the shoulder, chest, and her waist.
I imagine that there has to be some sort of a medical office or like a nurse's office on campus. Do I have time to take her there?
You want to...
Why am I focusing on this? God beyond. Well, if she needs it, like, I guess I'll take her.
You would jostle her if you took her.
Ah, can my snakes stay? That would be really... No, wait, she's at the school, so probably wouldn't freak her out that much. So can they stay still? I said still.
Make me a concentration roll. Let's see how much fine control you have for her. For your dreadnoughts.
Gosh, this thing is just...
You don't have the concentration talent.
No. So that's a no.
Well, it'll be your mental plus 2 dice.
Okay. 19.
Did you roll a 6s?
1.
It takes all your concentration. However, you're able to slide your snakes underneath her and lift her in front of you. It is probably 200 feet to the building that has the nurse's office in it, and it's about 30 feet to the boys' dorm.
I go to the boys' one.
About 5 minutes later, Mina comes back in. She is carrying this woman on her snakes and keeping them, like, directly out in front of her and as steady as possible.
I'll make my way over there and ask, is she badly injured?
Well, she seems to be bruised and concussed, so hopefully it's not as bad as it looks. Maybe that's just it.
I'm going to do something a little weird. Do not freak out.
Sure, whatever you want to do, as long as you stop pointing that thing at me.
I'm trying not to make the joke.
holding his sword in her direction. I'm about to do something really weird.
That's what I was picturing.
With my will firmly clamped upon my sword, I will make a very small cut on the woman's skin to draw a small amount of blood.
Spend another willpower point.
All right.
You can see these, like, black veins kind of rolling from your fingers up to your wrist.
I will dip my index finger of my left hand into the blood and draw a symbol onto her skin in her own blood, which will then glow a glow red and continue glowing for the next... All right. Something I've been meaning to ask you. How long is a turn?
You should really think of it more like a comic book page.
Right, but if I have an effect that lasts for 6 turns, how long would that be in an out-of-combat setting? Because it's a healing effect for the next 6 turns, so okay. It's going to slowly heal her. So okay. I just want to know how long it heals her for.
I would think you don't worry about it and just say that you're doing it because you're just going for the effect. You're not trying to be specific about anything.
Yeah, you're just going to see the healing occur over the next several minutes.
Yeah, so the symbol will glow, and the magic will basically cause her body to repair itself. And then the rune will burn out, and the blood will flake off.
Just to check, how much does that heal each turn?
One stamina each turn.
Okay.
Lasts for 6 turns plus the initial.
So at the end, she'll be healed for 6.
Yep.
7.
Oh, no, 6, because it's a 5, not a 12 now. Sorry. So yeah, 5 turns plus the initial turn.
While Mina was gone, let's backtrack for just a second.
All right.
What have you guys been doing with Thomas?
Well, I was going to take him to the nurse's station. I mean, he's out, right?
He is up and, like, drowsy. Like, he's holding his head, and you're having to steady him. And he's like, I don't know what happened.
Okay, so I don't have to carry him. I just have to walk with him, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was walking from over to the nurse's area.
So you're going to walk to one of the central buildings.
Okay. Do I remember where the office is?
Well, this is your first day at the school. You actually haven't even had orientation yet.
Oh, wonderful.
So you may want to ask one of the two, well, either Ariana or Soren.
Well, before I get too far away from everybody, I say, have any of you guys been here longer than today?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Where is the nurse's station? I'm sure the school like this has one somewhere.
And Ariana would be like, nurse's station? That's a good question.
Yes. I guess we shouldn't ask the person who's probably never been injured and whose immune system's probably strong enough to kill most diseases.
Okay.
What makes you say that?
Thorin, on the other hand, may know where that is.
Yes. Either after the first or second library fire.
Okay, so do you know where the nurse station is?
I imagine so, and I imagine I could probably give him directions.
Okay, thank you. Head off. Try to follow directions best I can.
You're on a plateau. It's the central building, which is named Europa.
I'm sure triage will already be set up by the time you get there, unless the school isn't as well set up for disasters as one would expect when you're full of metahuman children going through puberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is the cafeteria, library, nurse's office.
If there's a door, knock on the door.
The building is like a large one-story building. It's got a glass open front, clear double doors, and it opens into not necessarily the cafeteria, but a general room where there's some tables set up, and then everything kind of branches off from there.
Okay. Look up for a sign pointing which direction the nurse station is.
Make a forensics roll for me.
Okay, I think I have that. Actually, no, I don't.
All right, so you're just going to roll your sense plus two dice.
Sense is 7. 14.
You and Thomas go inside. He's not really saying all that much. There is a directory not far past the main doors, and you're easily able to find the nurse's office. Like, there's a hallway that kind of wraps around this main room. Once you get into the hallway, there's a number of little breakout rooms, or not little, but like breakout rooms for maintenance, storage, and then there's a nurse, and the nurse's door is already open. There's two students that are sitting inside there, one of which looks like they have a bloody nose, and the other one is just kind of standing in the corner, who seems to be there to just look cool. Or try to look cool, as one can be at a nurse's office.
Okay, but I don't feel the nurse.
No. A nurse is treating another student, and another nurse comes up to you and asks...
She does a double take because she's seeing double.
Good point. So another nurse walks up to you and says, twins?
No.
How can I help?
Well, he and I were subjected to That storm that storm just passed, he's responsible for it.
Oh.
It was some kind of musical string of some type that was making him create that storm. So I don't know if there's any other damage it did other than making
a musical tone?
Yeah, it was coming through the payphone.
Okay. All right. And you said is he okay? Are you okay? Is he a brother?
I think so. Oh, I'm just stuck with this for the next hour, that's all.
And she pulls a tablet from her jacket pocket.
Okay.
And she says, Thomas Etham, you don't have a twin.
No. You can call me Reflection if it makes it easier for you. As in, I'm a reflection of him at the moment.
Oh, new student?
Yes, brand new.
All right. And she's like, she looks over at Thomas, and she says, come with me. And then she turns back to you and says, will you head over to the academic building and see if the science teacher, Miss Aldridge, is there?
Okay.
She is a petite woman, blonde hair, and she should be in this, and he gives you a wing of the building.
Okay.
Make a wisdom roll for me. Just wisdom and two dice.
Okay. And this is wisdom. Oh, 7. Simple enough. So 15 this time.
You already know that Miss Aldridge is not in the science lab.
Okay. Did I pass her somewhere?
Why, yes you did. As you boogie board down the roof of her car, or her...
I don't think she's in the science lab just yet. She may be coming to see you in a little bit.
What?
Yeah, she was involved with our little escapade outside. Her car got rolled over repeatedly.
All right. Wait here. I'll get the paramedics, and then you take them. Can you take a paramedic to her?
Sure, not a problem.
She steps into the back, comes back a second later with a group of paramedics, and they have a stretcher that seems to lack wheels.
Ooh, hoverboard.
Yes.
Isn't meta-science great?
It's wonderful. All right, well, I lead him back to where I last saw a rolling teacher.
Well, the irony of this is you already know that she is where you were because you saw Mina bringing her into the boys' dorm.
Okay, so take him to the boys' dorm, being careful not to outrun the paramedics.
Ariana, what are you doing during all of this?
Well, all right, I'm going to go ahead and walk around the boys' dorm, see if anybody needs any, if everything's okay. I'll go ahead and announce it out in a relatively calm tone because she doesn't want to be too loud.
So you're going to walk by the doors and just...
I'll knock on everything just to make sure everybody's okay. I'll knock on each. I'll do a door by door.
Okay.
If they don't answer, I open the door. Knock, knock, knock. You okay in there?
So let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
How many doors do you bust open?
Nobody's answering any of the doors?
No, no. People will answer the doors, but not everybody's going to be in their dorm rooms.
Well, I'm hoping I don't have to bust down the door.
But they have locks.
Oh, that's going to be annoying. All right, for the doors that don't, there's no response to, I try a second time.
Okay.
With a more forceful tone. Because I really don't want to knock down that many doors. So they get really annoying really quickly.
So make a wisdom roll for me.
All right. Making wisdom rolls. Mm-hmm. Ariana, wisdom is 5 plus 2 dice. So 12.
All right. After the first few doors you knock on, there are people that will come out. And this is actually true for most of the doors. Although, after you shoulder open one of the doors,
yeah,
you realize that there really wasn't a lot of damage. Like, there was damage under the roof, but there was some broken glass. Or, I'm sorry, let me take that back. There actually wasn't broken windows.
All right, you know what I'll do? This is what I'll do. I'm going to go ahead and talk to the ones that answer and say, look, check your neighbors. Just make sure that they're okay. If they need help, you help them out, or you call for someone to get some help.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I don't have time to go through all this. I got better things to do with my time. That's me monologuing to myself.
I could picture her just saying that.
That's very easy.
I don't have to justify it to them. That's why I say she wouldn't have to say it out loud.
All right, so give me an etiquette roll.
Etiquette. I know I have etiquette. Etiquette of 4, and that's a part of what again?
Expression.
So that's 11 plus 3 dice. 11 plus 14, that's 25. 1-6.
Despite your nature, you are relatively clear, and some of the older students are like, okay, make a forensics roll for me.
Forensics I don't have, so.
And just roll your sense plus 2 dice.
Sense and 2 dice, all right. 6 and 7. That's 13.
About the time you're getting back to the first floor is roughly the time that Steve is returning with a set of paramedics and a stretcher. Mina, what have you been doing with the teacher during this time? The last thing you said was you run into the women's dorm and then Soren healed her. Now, he didn't heal her completely, but she does look better.
Well, I would like to have dropped her off at the nurse's office and come back to see if there was any help that needed, anything that I could be doing to help.
All right.
So who's left? Is there anybody left down there?
All right, so make a concentration roll to keep her steady while moving her with your sphinx. It's just your mental plus 2 dice.
3 earlier.
If you have a talent, it's 3 dice. If you don't have a talent, it's 2.
19.
19, and did you roll any sixes?
No.
So you pick her up, and you're starting to get nervous, so it's a bit more difficult to keep your snake steady.
Okay.
And you are kind of like slowly making your way back to the central building when you see Steve and the paramedics coming.
Oh, okay.
And you guys kind of meet somewhere in the middle.
Okay, well, I most definitely, well, as gently as I can, lay her down on the stretcher and shake out my snakes like you shake out your arm from strain.
Uh-huh.
Steve, what are you doing now?
Well, I'll lead the paramedics here. I have no idea what else needs to be done right now.
Who all is left at our last position together?
Boys' dorm.
Yeah, there we go. Who's all at the is left at the boys' dorm? Like, who's still there? Like, maybe we can find out something to help with. Because if not, I'm just going to go back to my room and wash my hair.
I head to the boys' dorm to see if our swordsman or the strong girl are there.
Okay, and I follow.
All right.
So, for a very short amount of time, Soren was left alone in the dorm room?
In the lobby of the dorm?
Yeah.
Make a fortune roll.
Yeah, right.
Go on. Make your fortune roll.
I actually got a 12, which is impressive with a fortune of 4.
Okay. So, yes, you actually do get left alone for a few minutes. Ariana has her back to you while she's knocking on doors.
I will quickly lift my shirt up and then commit seppuku upon myself. Well, not real seppuku. I'm just going to stab myself in the stomach with my sword very hard until it pierces me all the way up to the hilt.
All right. Well, roll your attack dice, and your defense does not apply to this.
Are all of us around when he does this?
No.
One around when he does this. Oh, okay.
I literally wasted 2 will trying to find a chance to get away from everybody to do this while no one was around. Since I'm not using rapid actions, that's only 3 dice, so hopefully this doesn't hurt as much. Yes, no 6s. The only time we'll be happy that happens. I only take 7 wounds. I will then slowly pull the sword out of me, being as careful as possible not to cause any more injury to myself, and dip my fingers into my own blood, drawing the exact same ruin onto myself that I had drawn onto the teacher, and then slumping to the ground in pain. Because it actually takes a little bit for my magic to fully heal me, and it won't actually fully heal me. Just mostly.
Yes, it will mostly heal you. But
that was actually done on purpose.
You're still going to have a pool of blood around you when Ariana, Steve, and Mina catch up to you.
That was here when I got here.
I'm going to assume that your sword is actually sheathed at this point.
Oh, yeah. Immediately after stabbing himself. Or as soon as he's done drawing the wound and can get the sword into the sheath.
Ariana, Steve, Mina, you get back to the boys' dorm, and Soren is sitting in a pool of blood.
With an annoyed look on his face.
I'd like to immediately scream, "Oh my god," and run over there and check on him. Are you okay? What happened? Who hurt you?
I'm fine. It was magic. Don't worry about it. Side effects of my life.
Cradle his head and say, "Who hurt my baby?"
If you do not let go of me, I will draw the ruin upon you that actually caused both fires in the library.
Just trying to help. Oh, so he admits the fire. Oh,
so which... Okay, actually, Ariana may not know about it. What fires are you referring to?
Oh, you know.
Oh, you know already.
That happened last year?
Yeah.
So, about 2 weeks after Soren showed up at the school, or I should say almost immediately after Soren showed up at the school, he essentially lived in the library. He hasn't been attending any classes or anything like that. After about 2 weeks of him being there, there was a fire in the library, and people say that he started it. A couple weeks after that, everybody knows he started that second fire.
Now, he helped put him out both times.
What people can't figure out is why the librarian lets him back in there and why Moondog hasn't just kicked him out.
Also, no one ever saw him with lighters or matches.
We go to a school for metahumans. Like, why would anybody think that just because you don't have lighters and a match that you didn't light that fire?
She does say a valid point.
I mean, the guy who helped me bring in my steamer trunk, you know, is basically the Human Torch.
Who helped you bring in your steamer trunk?
Yon Quest. Some people call him Johnny. We're really the only ones laughing at this. Sorry.
As Soren sits in this pool of blood, Ariana recounts him burning down the library, not once, but twice, and then...
Burning it down? I just set it on fire. Semantics aren't important.
So you admit you set the library on fire. Professor MacArthur says as he walks back towards the dorm rooms, there's a procession of students behind him, like 5, and like most of them kind of seem, in general, amazed at what's going on around them. And then there's just one girl in the back wearing a leather jacket and a sullen face.
In response to the teacher, I'll simply shrug and say, you try teaching yourself magic and see what happens.
He's got a girl on the back, she, Dave.
MacArthur kind of smiles and says, was there anybody else injured? Wait, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just magic and risk of being me. I will stand up to prove that I am fine.
You have perseverance?
Yes.
Go ahead and make a perseverance roll for me.
10, 20, 25... 25 and 4 dice.
Well, if you're already at 25, don't worry about it. So, while you really want to, you do not groan or make any other sounds of pain because it does still hurt.
I got a 42 with 1-6.
Yes, you completely know...
J-H-C...
What?
No idea what you just said, Archie.
I was saying J-H-C, and I was about to say... the other word, and then I would just want to say funny.
He's saying Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, and avoiding saying the four-letter word with the F.
Never mind. I'm picturing this actually happening in character.
So, I mean, he does have a character while she seems to be upper class, she doesn't seem to understand what that means.
I mean, we are all teenagers. I never swore more in my life than when I was a teenager.
Honestly, I swear more now than I did when I was a teenager. But now nobody can tell me to shut the fuck up, so.
All right, well, if you would shut the fuck up, we'll move on with this game.
Well, we both know that's not going to happen. I will derail this podcast many more times. Give me a reason to sing Footloose, and it will happen, man.
So... MacArthur says, was there anybody else hurt in the dorms?
No, look at Ariana and Scorn, because I wasn't here.
Did you call me Scorn?
No. What is your name again?
Sorin.
Okay, Sword Dude, because I don't know your name.
It's Sword Dude and Strong Girl. Yeah. Just like you're a polymorph and she's Gorgon.
I'm not a goddamn Gorgon.
One of these days, we'll actually have to introduce ourselves, because I believe only Soren and Ariana actually know each other's name, even though they've probably never talked. It's simply because they've been in the same school for a couple weeks.
And it's not like Ariana wants to stay in the school when the school's out.
MacArthur says, Ariana, was there anybody still hurt?
No, I checked with whom I could. I mean, short of knocking down every door, which I know you don't want me going to do. And I couldn't find anyone, and I made sure that I told everybody downstairs to check their neighbors to make sure they were okay. This way I could do a more quick search of the floors.
What happened to the woman?
Oh, the science teacher? Paramedics got her.
That was Tess?
Don't worry.
I don't know her name, but she was a science teacher that I was told to take a message to, but she seemed to be out cold, so I guess it's not going to work.
In the true vein of kids, oh man, she's got a first name.
So, out of curiosity, since I was gone for a short portion, how did Nina react to Soren cutting open the science teacher and then drawing on her in her own blood, which then started glowing red?
I'm sorry, there's no one here named Nina.
Sorry, Mina.
Well, it's too late to react now, because I'm sure the character would have tried to, like, some of her snakes would have kind of, like, come out around the body and been like,
Well, you did agree not to freak out.
Well, her snakes didn't agree.
On the news.
It's not the tail ends that are sticking out of her head, you know, they've got the brains there. MacArthur says, I need to get to the medical station. Ariana, you've been here over a year. You take the female students over to the girls' dorm, and then I'd like the four of you to meet me at the greenhouse after orientation.
All right.
Is this an extra credit project?
Ariana just lies, and I guess she goes over there to greet the female students.
All right, five women plus Mina, because this is also her first day. She just got here sooner. Two of them seem kind of shaken up. Two of them seem actually kind of excited and wanting to know what had happened. One seems kind of like in a fog, and the other one just seems pissed off at the world.
And which one of those is her?
Which one is who?
Krista's character.
Mina.
Mina isn't any of those. Those are the five.
No, nah, it's being facetious. Anyway, it says, excuse me, ladies, I'm Ariana Corazon de Sosa, and I will be taking you over to the female dorms. If you come with me, please, and grab your belongings. I assume you can manage them.
All right, and with that, the other of you head over to the women's dorms. After a few hours, and I should say there's a couple of maintenance guys that come clean the debris from the boys' dorm pretty quickly. And the hurricane itself, while it picked up strength quickly, it didn't spread out past the plateau. In fact, the girls' dorms were basically rained on. There was some damage to the central buildings, although you notice that the glass fronts of the main entrances were not even broken. Like, there's no damage to the clear glass fronts.
It's probably not glass then.
Well, I'm assuming there's a headmistress of the female dorms.
There's no, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Was it RA?
Yeah, there's no resident advisor. The way it's set up is essentially the dorms are set up as quads with four students to one kitchen and two bathrooms, and the kitchen is also a living room. And typically what they do is they will pair older students or students that have been there longer with newer students. And then the female teachers and staff also stay in these dorms on the upper levels.
What I'm trying to say is that there is somebody that I can refer to in case there's a problem with the rooms. This way I could forward that name to the people coming in.
It would be basically any one of the teachers that's currently there, or you would just send a note through the dorm's interface, and it would go to the collective inboxes of the teachers staying in that dorm to be addressed. And I will also add that there is a kind of like a touch screen on the inside of the dorm room, so that it's kind of like an old school listing for who's in what room, except that it's all digital.
All right.
And so you can put in a name, and it will pick bring up who's in which room. And I will also point out that since there's only 60 students at the school, they do keep some rooms empty for convenience, so that there is always a senior student with the newer student body.
Okay.
So when you go to use the interface panel.
Yeah.
You discover something.
What is it?
You have three new roommates. Since you are, in fact, one of the older students. It's strange, though.
I'd like to pop up and put my arm around her and go, hey, roomie!
Your arm?
Oh, yeah, no. We'll let one of my snakes slither along her shoulder, and then my arm follows and says, hey, roomie! I never had a roommate or a sibling before. This is going to be awesome.
And I am glad that I am one.
A sibling and a roommate?
A lonely, only child.
Me too, twinsies.
Oh, no.
I will also point out that your roommates from last year are still attending. They've got, they're moved into other quads with some of the other students as well.
So me... anyway, God, come with.
From there, it's pretty much easy to say, okay, you're on the second floor room, 2B, or however that works out from there. And then you know there's an intercom system as well that connects all the, that's connected to the dorms. Speaking of which, after about 3 hours, there's an announcement. The orientation will be postponed until 3 p.m.
You said the dorms had a common area. You said which?
Well, the dorms have a lobby.
No, I said like a common area between the four rooms.
Oh yeah, each quad has a kitchen and living room.
Are we expected to supply it ourselves?
Since you have a cafeteria, you're not expected to use it. It's there for your convenience.
Oh, no problem.
So So it is one of those things that they provide for you that you don't have to use.
Yeah, because I tell you one thing for certain. Ariana has the house brand, the home brand coffee in the room, at the kitchen, because she likes to. I mean, she's grown up with it, so she's not gonna be without.
She believes you gotta hire your own guy with a donkey to go pick your coffee beans.
Well, I know my father has a good product. I don't have to trust myself with other people's coffee.
Wow. Does anybody want to do anything before Orion?
Check and see who. Okay, I haven't been to my room yet, apparently. So I should see where I'm supposed to be and who my roommates are.
So Orin needs to change his clothes and get a shower because he's, you know, covered in blood.
And Mina wants to get to know her roommate and tell her about this super sweet mattress that she found, but she had to sacrifice.
Oh, you mean my custom-made mattress that you found after I was forced to use it to save one of the other students?
Oh my gosh, that was yours? Ugh, it was so soft.
Okay, Ariana keeps from trying to fume too much. I mean, it's unladylike. She just rolls her eyes real quick. This is, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
So, are Soren and Steve roommates?
It'd make life easier, but that's only half the issue, isn't it?
What's that?
I said they would make life easier for you.
So that means don't do it.
Well, my first question is would any students actually be willing to be roommates with the crazy guy who doesn't attend classes and who has set the library on fire more than once? And carries a sword when he's not in classes inside the school buildings.
They don't get to pick the room assignment.
Yeah, but you know, I could see that it could be said that every time he ends up getting a roommate, they see what the hell he does and said, can I get another room, please?
Yeah, again, I'll notice that you have three new roommates this year.
Okay. So, well, since I couldn't, you never actually said your name around me, so I didn't have the correct name. I just know there's three people in the room. So he takes his stuff to that room.
I feel like Ariana should be the first one to introduce herself without anybody asking.
So actually, she's already introduced herself to you.
When I brought you upstairs.
What? She brought me upstairs?
You were with the other group of five students who she showed to the girls' dorm. She introduced herself to all the students.
I didn't realize I'd gone up with them. I guess I did, saying that I followed her when she found out. Not necessarily that I went up with her, it's just that I followed.
Well, the introduction took place at the boys' dorm before she led you all to the girls' dorm.
Yeah, that's when she found out about the unfortunate incident of the fact that you're her roommate.
So, would I be safe to assume that there's a bulletin board in the dorm room somewhere telling all the students where their rooms are that I could point Steve to so he would actually know where he's supposed to go?
That's what I was describing earlier. It's like a digital, it's almost like an iPad that's in the wall in the lobby.
I'll point Steve to that so he knows where his room is and then immediately walk away. He has weird magic things to do.
Magic.
All right. So, Soren, Steve, one of you tell me the name of one of your new roommates.
How about Mason Dorn?
And how old are they? 10 or up?
Well, I came up with the name, so Julian gets to pick the age.
Oh, joy.
Did we specify how old everyone is?
Not yet.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Julian, what's the name of your other roommate?
Sheldon Thomas.
Mike, how old are they?
I like even numbers. 12.
That's going to make life very interesting.
All right. Archie, Krista, what is the name of one of your roommates?
Sophie.
Blad. Sophie Blad. B-L-A-A-D.
And how old are they?
11.
Oh, no, please.
Blonde hair, green-eyed, kind of lanky.
Who's your other roommate?
Kaylee.
Do we have a boy or something? It's like all girls. Oh, it's a girls' dorm.
Durr. 15-year-old jock.
Yeah, she plays lacrosse.
All right. Done and done. You basically get accosted by Mina and how wonderful it is to be roommates. So, how are Kaylee and Sophie adjusting to the quad?
I would like to think that Sophie's a hardened, like, I don't know, what would it be, experienced one. She's been here a while. She's been around the block. She knows what's going on.
11-year-old girl is...
I said Kaylee. Kaylee's the 15-year-old lacrosse player.
Okay.
God, you don't even know my friends, GM.
So Kaylee is just kind of like, whatever. It's a new school. I don't give a crap.
And she's a jock.
All right. So, Soren and Steve.
Yes?
How is Jan and Mason adapting? I'm sorry, not Jan. Mason and Sheldon.
I say Sheldon is he seems to be taking it all in stride, but if you look at him carefully, he's like hyper excited, but he's got that calm face as he tries to hide it from the world.
All right. So orientation. You guys go to the third building in the center of the plateau called Metis, which is where the school's gym, theater, and archives are. The Metis, as I said, is the gymnasium, the theater. It is the second largest building, and the auditorium is set up with staggered seating, so it's like a...
lecture hall?
Yes, like a lecture hall. And it looks like the auditorium could easily seat 2,000 people, but the teacher's like, no, you actually have to go down to the first few rows. And after all the students are there, and you guys really take up, like, every other seat in the first three rows.
Well, that, and if anybody tried to sit next to him, I'll give him that dirty look.
No one wants to sit next to you.
I'll sit next to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mina wants to sit next to you.
So is Soren required to turn in his sword before being allowed into the auditorium?
He's not required to turn it in. He has to lock it up.
He thinks of it as it being forced to, you know, turn it in.
Well, since he's the one that set the locks combination.
Doesn't make him any happier. Not to mention all the runes he's probably inscribed around it to keep people away from it.
Oh, yeah, you would have recognized Tess because you actually lock it up in the science lab.
That is a good point.
I'll
blame adrenaline.
There we go. Good save.
Didn't have a lot of time to see her while I was flying through the air and trying to cut the roof off of her car.
Once everyone is seated, this older man walks out on stage. He looks to be in his mid-40s, and he's got salt and pepper hair, like longer hair. And you know the 5 o'clock shadow? His is more like a 5 a.m. shadow.
And is his mustache glorious?
He does, in fact, have a glorious mustache now. He's, like I said, he's wearing blue jeans, and he's got on a simple jacket, like a suit jacket, that he's wearing over like a plain white shirt. And he stands up in front of the student body and he says, "Well, welcome to Three Rivers. You're here now, and we do things a little bit different."
San Anita's high football rocks!
With Ariana just, like, shaking her head and just putting her hand...
All right, let's just get through this. Ain't none of us happy about it. Like I said, we do things a little bit differently here. Now, you younger students, you'll be assigned a teacher. Older students are going to go through a series of tests. We'll figure out which classes you need to be in. We don't do an 8-3 or a 7-2, whatever you might be used to. You're probably only going to have 2 or 3 classes a day, and those are going to be lectures or labs. And you'll have to do the work on your own. Of course, we do expect you to work together. So find your quad mates. They're going to be your biggest assets in these coming days. Now let me introduce you to some of the teachers. And he doesn't actually introduce anybody. He just walks off stage.
Thanks, Wade.
So the first person to walk up on stage is a younger woman. It's kind of hard to pin down her age, but you could say that she has classic features and long black hair. She's wearing a sensible dress with a button-down jacket. And she introduces herself as Professor Solomon, and she is the school's history teacher. And then afterwards, she brings up Mr. MacArthur, who you've already met. And as I said before, he is, in fact, the teacher for physical education, but he also teaches farming and gardening, health, home economics, and life skills. The next teacher is Sonny Kaba, who he tells everyone just to call him Sonny. He is the art and music teacher, along with social studies and world cultures. And he's kind of, like, he's actually wearing jeans and a hoodie, although his hood is down. Like, it looks like maybe 2 years ago he might have still been a student. He also says that the science teacher won't be able to attend, but her name is Miss Aldridge. And then the final teacher to come up on stage, or I'm sorry, not the final teacher, the next teacher to come on stage is Miss White, who is the English ethics and philosophy teacher. She also runs some of the after school programs for self-defense.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
That's my purse.
But she is dressed in slacks and a simple blouse. And like her name, they are both white. Her shoes are white also.
So is it before or after Labor Day at this point?
I was hoping Ariana would say that.
Why would you say that?
Aren't you snooty?
Isn't Labor Day an American holiday?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Oh, nice call there.
The only thing Labor Day is good for on my end would, let's see.
Besides, it's not like the labor actually needs time off. They need to do their work. Actually, no. Labor Day is in about a month.
Damn.
This is like the first week of August.
I was really looking forward to shouting, don't you know you shouldn't wear white shoes after Labor Day?
Yeah, she is the one that just said, I teach kicking ass.
So you're saying we're in August right now?
Yeah. So the next two teachers that come up are both, they are teachers for the junior class. And the junior class, and they explain that the junior class is structured with a single teacher, like you would find in elementary or intermediate schools. Okay, so the other thing that they do is they explain that they do start each morning with a control class to help students learn how to control their powers. But if they were expecting to learn how to apply their abilities, that doesn't happen here. Only how to keep them in check or prevent harm from others. So the orientation probably takes about 90 minutes. Do you guys have any questions out of character about the orientation or about the setup in general?
Not really.
I think I'm pretty straight.
I don't know. You got kind of a hot roommate.
No, the only things I would have to say would be to her and the rest of the girls directly, and that would be regarding touching my stuff.
Giggity.
As in don't.
All right. So what are you guys doing after the orientation?
Miss MacArthur.
What'd you say?
Let's go talk to Miss MacArthur, right? He's one of the last you want to speak to after the orientation.
Yeah.
I want to go talk to Miss White and see if I can sign up for her after-school program.
Oh, absolutely. There's actually in the gymnasium after the orientation a thing set up for extracurriculars. And so she's actually there along with MacArthur, who teaches basic self-defense, and she teaches advanced self-defense.
I would need basic.
Well, you could totally sign up for the advanced self-defense classes.
Okay, well, if he's in the gymnasium, I go to the gymnasium then.
So he specifically said meet him at the greenhouse after everything. But yeah, like they're basically discussing extracurricular programs or answering questions directly on how the school format works.
Well, I will sign up for beginners self-defense.
Okay.
That might not be a bad idea, but track is a summer, right? Cross country, that's more of a summer sport, or is it during the winter?
Well, they don't really have sports.
They've got lacrosse, apparently.
No, she was a lacrosse player before coming to school.
Oh, damn it.
Because you've only got 60 students, so it's not like you can really field a team.
That's enough for two football teams, right?
Depending on what level you're playing at, that's not even enough for one. That's enough people to have everyone on the field, I suppose.
60 people? Have you ever watched a football game?
No. Like I'm saying, you can field an offense and a defense, but you won't have, like, second and third strings.
I thought that you only needed, like...
And don't forget special teams, too.
Fine, whatever.
But who would they play football against? Themselves?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, here, let me ask you guys this. Does the school field sports teams and have a name that it uses publicly to compete down in Phoenix?
That'd make life kind of complicated, wouldn't it?
Yeah, being out in public, dealing with your powers issues, I don't think they would...
But it would so what good. You're saying is yes, let's do this.
It would be good practice.
On one hand, first you'd have to get it. You'd have to get at least 25 students willing to play, and all 25 of those students would have to be passing their control classes to even probably be allowed to engage in anything that physically strenuous.
And Ariana would have to excuse herself.
Yeah. And those 25 students would have to play both offense and defense if they were playing football, because it's 25 people per side.
Aye, no sports, Jesus.
Well, that's no football.
You'd have better luck with soccer.
Oh, this whole time I thought you were talking about soccer.
Well played.
Very nice. All right, so there is a Three Rivers soccer team.
AKA real football team.
And we'll say there's also a track and field team, so there is a running team.
Yay!
What other sports does Three Rivers have?
I imagine they got a killer chess club.
Yes, they do.
Mathletes.
Quiz bowl.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd say fencing, but I highly doubt that. It might be too much like combat training.
That'd be a good idea, though.
Oh, no, there's a fencing club. It's headed by Professor White.
Yeah, I want to join it for that.
I think I had it for teacher and tech.
I would join, but my type of fencing doesn't really fit.
No, this would be with foils.
Yes. I'm a HEMA snob. That's not real fencing.
How are such young children so snobby? Your parents must be just total dicks, like in every way.
My parents are dead. How bad do you feel?
Not bad at all. That's probably why they're dead.
Wow.
Wait, are we in character saying this?
I think so.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ariana has to say, and I think the comment about the mother is uncalled for, don't you?
I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. Like, none of that was meant to be in character, but I guess it was kind of forced to be.
Comments were too good not to be in character. Is everyone going to the greenhouse after orientation?
Well, after we're done with the auditorium, yeah. I mean, with the gymnasium.
Yeah, that's just the second part of the orientation.
Okay.
Well, it's not like I have a choice in the matter.
Is the greenhouse technically considered classroom-type buildings I'm not allowed to carry my sword into?
Yes, they teach classes at the greenhouse.
Damn it. Sauron will travel there grumpily. Well, more grumpy than usual.
At the greenhouse, it's now probably closer to 6 o'clock, and Mr. MacArthur is actually checking on some plants. And the greenhouse is actually about the size of a small house. So there's, like, rows of different plants, and, like, it looks like they actually cultivate some of the food for the school year. Although it doesn't seem like they could actually farm everything for the number of students and teachers that are at the school.
Okay.
So when you guys come in, he looks up from what he's doing, and he says, "Thank you all for coming. I know it's been a long day. Things were kind of crazy this morning, huh?"
Noncommittal grunt.
A big grunt, yeah.
Although now I have to replace my bed.
Loud expulsion of air.
I think something odd is happening at the school.
Mike?
That wasn't the first phone call we've gotten. I looked up your records before orientation, and I realized you won't all have classes together. I'd like the four of you to keep an eye on one another and let me know if you see anything strange or unusual.
You can count on us, sir.
And Ariana's like, she was about to say something, and hearing her say that, I'm like, she volunteered me in my head.
So you want us to keep our eyes open for something strange or unusual and full in a school full of metahumans. You're going to have to define strange and unusual.
Malicious.
Malicious. Okay. That I can look for.
That's that Disney character, right?
That's Maleficent.
Oh, my apologies.
So you're not far off. Her name does basically mean malicious.
Malicious.
So about this time, Professor White walks in and sees the five of you. She doesn't say anything. She just smiles and leaves the greenhouse.
What's that about?
Oh, I never know with her.
I got a question for you. What does she do after Labor Day?
Huh?
Labor Day? What does she do after Labor Day?
Yeah, he looks legitimately confused by the question.
Not a man of fashion, I see.
And this is when you notice his, like, puka shell necklace and tribal tattoo.
But may I ask, isn't it always after Labor Day?
If we're going to get existential, we're going to be here a while. I don't like being this far away from my sword for this long, so let's wrap this up, will we?
Besides, my Labor Day is May 1st.
All right. I think this is where we're going to end the session. Just one last quick note here. I was looking at your character sheets, and I think essentially we're going to have two different tracks where Ariana and Mina are going to be in, like, the advanced science classes and advanced literature, where Steve and Soren are probably going to be in, like, basic math and English classes, and then they're probably all going to be together for a history class.
Oh.
Is this American history or is this world history?
Whichever history class you guys decide you want to take together.
Well, as three of us aren't American. Mina was born in America, right?
Yeah, I'm a third generation.
All right, so two of us aren't American then.
Actually, I thought he was actually a U.S. citizen. His father just kept him traveling.
Well, he has no documentation as to what he is, but he assumes that he's Icelandic since his name is literally Sir Unn Fjorgenstolt.
As far as Ariana goes, she has dual citizenship with the U.S. and Brazil, thanks to her mom.
Although, obviously, she identifies more with Brazil than the United States.
Yeah, well, you know, no one can blame your father for falling in love with some American peasant.
Despite the fact that she was American, she was Portuguese. So at least the bloodline is still like in the whole Brazil thing.
Do you have a thing for keeping a pure bloodline, do you?
It's all about that bloodline. At least that's
super villain in training. Yep, yep.
Well, you know what? Whether it becomes a villain or a hero all depends on what happens in the course of school, I suppose.
So, any questions, comments, or concerns about this session? I know we didn't have, like, high action and adventure. We had school orientation.
It's all in good fun.
I'm happy I successfully managed to stab myself without any onlookers. It'll be interesting to see how long I can keep that up.
And I got a roomie.
Yeah, and Ariana is like, I have a roomie.
Damn it, I forgot to ask about Aldridge.
What about Aldridge?
I wanted to see what they had to say about her wounds.
Yeah, MacArthur will tell you that she's currently in the medical bay and that they expect that she'll have a full recovery, but she has a fractured collarbone.
Now I'm really glad I used my magic on her because that means her wounds must have been much worse.
He says, you think she's bad now. Wait till you get into her class and she can't move one of her arms.
Well, I understand.
The teacher again? Oh, that's the science teacher.
Ariana, why don't you make a wisdom roll? Just wisdom and two dice.
Okay, wisdom and two dice. So let me bring the character back up again. So wisdom is 5 plus 7. That's a whole big whopping 12.
You have no clue. Like, she's a fruitcake.
Might I answer?
What's that?
When they ask what class she teaches.
Sure.
Science.
And what does that have to do anything about needing to use her hands?
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't one of the sciences chemistry?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Kind of hard to miss chemicals. You only have one hand.
So, unfortunately, with the whole protect innocent bystanders, and she was technically an innocent bystander in the storm, I feel the need to offer to go help her.
I'll come with.
If you'll let me into the medical bay and don't freak out while I perform a small bit of magic, I can speed her recovery along.
Well, you've already healed her once.
The way his healing magic works, and the reason he requires the blood of the person he's healing, thus why he had to cut her, is because he's pouring the magic into the person and causing the body to regenerate itself. So once they have the bone set, he could speed along its recovery. He couldn't fix the bone, because once the bone's out of joint, the body can't force it back into joint, but once it's set, he could actually make it seal itself, and then he can cause that bone to heal itself once everything's in position.
Well, I'm just saying that you've already used healing magic once on her.
Right, but I don't have any kind of limitation on reuse.
Okay.
It only lasts for a short time before the blood he uses dries out and flakes off. That's the only reason it has a lingering effect instead of a constant effect.
Okay. So he doesn't really have any sway with them? With the medical center, but he is a teacher.
And I will tell him I've already healed her once.
Well, that he was actually already aware of.
So just in case they think I have any negative ulterior motives.
He says once they move her out of intensive care, he can probably bring you in to see her. And that we'll handle in the next session.
I'm in no rush. I only offered because I vaguely felt concerned about protecting innocent bystanders.
All right, and we will, yeah, we'll pick that up on the next session.
All right, so we're calling it here?
Yep, I hope everyone had a good time.
Okay.
All right, man.
Take care, man. Have a good night.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
Not a goddamn Gorgon.